Declan, knowing you, you're probably taking more positives than negatives out of tonight.
Ach, look, we're out of the cup. That's the be-all and end-all. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, if we can get performances and attitudes like that between now and the end of the season, then we'll certainly be in a good place. But we've brilliant character here. It's a bunch of guys that's just threw together at the start of the year. And it's three games now. We've gone toe-to-toe with Dundalk. And, you know, we got to make sure that when we're playing everybody else, we give the same application. But devastated for the players because they really put so much on it. And, you know, with their crossbars cost us going through with 2 minutes to go when Kieran Harkin hits a post. But I would like to thank every single person that came to the game tonight because the support we got here just reminded me of the old Brandy well when it was actually shaken to the core at near the end of full time. And, you know, it was a brilliant effort from the lads. But ultimately, we've come up short and we have to make sure that we stop giving away silly goals because we don't get silly goals ourselves. And, you know, but I think the players have to take huge credit tonight. They've dragged us back on it. We were all gutted at half time. We knew it wasn't the performance that you know that was related to us. We're normally far better with the ball, and to be fair, they really drove us back into the game. And as I say, the width of the crossbars cost us. But our experience, we gotta learn all the time. We gotta make sure that, you know, with 2 minutes to go to penalties, you don't give away any soft goals, and we did it tonight. It was a soft goal, but we have to take it on the chin tonight and make sure that we finish the season as positive as we possibly can.
You scored two very good goals.
We always have to score good goals because nobody gives us any half chances, you know, and that's the nature of it. We've been very good this year. We've been very good for 23 players coming to the football club and giving us the performances they've given us as credit to the players, their families and the application they give us. But we've came short tonight. It's a hard one to swallow, but the one thing that we are judging ourselves on, Dundalk are the best team in this country. Dundalk are the benchmark in Irish football, and you know that's three games now that we've went toe-to-toe with them, and we will take positives out of it, but tonight we have to lick our wounds and suck it up.
You have a very young team, a very young squad, but the learning for them we've talked about before, it must be massive from a night like this.
It is, it has to be massive, and we have to learn from it because, you know, it's very fine margins. We've got to make sure that, you know, this doesn't happen again, that we give away soft things that's soft. We have to embrace our game intelligence has got to be better and knowing when to kill games off. And, you know, it was just very unfortunate in the end up because I thought we, in extra time, our fitness levels, they look fitter than Dundalk in extra time is credit to the people that we have at this football club. They go and play them the way that we played in an expansive manner, and you know, it's credit to the players, but look, we're no moral victories here tonight. We're out of the cup, but when we look back on it and we reflect on it come Sunday and Monday, you know, we've got to make sure that we tighten up in certain areas and not give away soft goals. So we're gutted. We're absolutely gutted, but at the same time, I'm delighted with the application of players. They've given us so much since they've came here. And tonight felt like the old Derry City. Tonight felt like a Brandywell that was proper back on top of Irish football again and people going toe-to-toe with the best.
The bigger loss was Greg.
Greg's a big loss, of course he is. He's a fantastic player. He's power and his strength. And the first goal he scores is a wonderful goal. And, you know, I think Greg Slag will only get better. But hopefully his injury's not as serious as we fear.
And your focus now is Friday?
Of course. We've got to go to RSC, which will be a tough game for us. A very difficult game. But the one thing that we have, we're going to have a couple of suspensions. We'll bring David Parkhouse back on. But I think you see tonight with the impact of the substitutes, you know, to be able to bring Darren McCauley, Barry McNamee, Kieran Harkin and Jack Malone on, it shows you we have a bit of strength and depth ourselves. But we'll suck it up over the weekend and we'll get ourselves ready for a huge game in Waterford on Friday.